Yeah, Juan Alfucarra, I'd like to continue the thoughts I had at the last Magillus about the quality of invocation. Many times Fucara say, I'm not getting enough out of the invocation. They say, my invocation is dry or mechanical or empty. Now, the orthodox response to that comment is to say, we are not a tariqa of experiences. And it should be sufficient for you to understand that the invocation in and of itself is the best act possible. This is in fact the act of God. And that that should be sufficient for you. And that anything that comes with that in this life or afterwards is a matter of grace. But simply invoking the divine name should be sufficient for you. That's true. But there's more to it than that. Sheikh Isa, radiallahu anhu, once said that one gets out of the invocation what one puts into the invocation. And if you think about it, there isn't anything we have to put into the invocation other than ourselves. And at one level, what his comment means is that we all need to be responsible for the quality of our own spiritual lives. And it also means that we need to work as hard as we can to be worthy of being the locus of this wonderful act. And that's a matter of the practice of religion and the rites and the virtues and everything that goes with the spiritual life. Now, one could say that Sufism could be distilled to the phrase, remember God. And that's true. But there's more to it than that, because there is a body of knowledge now 1,500 years old, which we call Sufism, that has to do with the development of doctrines and methods and teachings that are all aimed at facilitating that very thing, making ourselves worthy and making the divine present. Our tariqa is particularly blessed in this day and age because we have, by the grace of God and through the work of Sheikh Isa and his inspiration, the themes of meditation. The themes of meditation serve that purpose. Sheikh Hussein has said, every theme is God, and every theme is man. And in that nexus is an opportunity to do great work and to perfect ourselves and to invoke the divine name. The question is, how does one do that? Now, we all know what the themes are, and I'm sure all of us could recite a formulation of each of the themes. Yet Sheikh Isa was very clear and has said in so many words that one does not carry the theme of meditation into the invocation as an idea. Well, if we can't carry the theme of meditation into the invocation as an idea, what else do we have? Because the invocation is not a conceptual activity. So what is it we have to bring to the invocation? What we have is our own experience given by God to us. And that helps us with that nexus. Let me give you an example. Let us say we are going to invoke theme 4. And in doing so, we want theme 4 to give a character or a color or a flavor to today's, this session of invocation. So we know what theme 4 is. It has to do with mercy and love and gratitude. And we all know what those things are, but they're all concepts. They're all ideas. And we've been told not to use ideas. However, if you think upon your own experience and your own life, you can recall a moment when you really felt gratitude, when you really knew love, when you really understood mercy, And if you remember that moment and call forth that moment and steep yourself in that moment and try to remember the flavor of that moment, you can carry that taste into the invocation. It has been said that Sufism is about tasting. There are many things that one can do to bring more of oneself into one's practice of invoking the divine name. This is one of them. Wallahu a'lam.